Finance with Scott Haywood.
Morning, Scotty.
That's an extraordinary story, Gareth. You think that it can't really be the valet's fault? Like, what sort of insurance does he have? He accidentally gives the wrong key to someone. Like, it can't be his fault or her fault.
But hey, whose fault is it then?
Well, it's Crown's. Crown would be liable. Yeah. I think. So it's their responsibility. But the guy should be charged with theft if he's technically stolen a car that's not his.
I think that's where it's heading. One job though for the valet.
I know. No, 3 o'clock in the morning, though, you give him a bit of grace or her a bit of grace.
Apparently.
Speaking of grace, our share market's going to have a pretty good day today. Quite interesting that the banks in the US led their gains last night. They're up more than 600 points. Of course, on Friday night, our time, they flirted with, all the indexes have been flirting with what's known as bear market territory, which is dropping by more than 20% since their highs in January, which means investors really have had a tough time. The S&P 500, even though it had a good night last night, is still off 17%, and the Dow Jones is off 16%. So they're still not necessarily back to where they were 5 months ago, but the banks were strong. That's always a good sign when you're looking at credit outlook, you're looking at increased interest rates, you're looking at consumer spending. When the banks are strong, generally the economy looks strong. So yeah, Goldman Sachs was up nearly 3.5%, and the NASDAQ Bank Index also jumped 4%. So some of the inflation concerns and China concerns may have moved away from the market just for a short period of time, Gareth.
Indeed. The stock to watch today, Scotty?
The 6PR Breakfast hashtag, the stock to watch, is the Lottery Corporation. They'll be hitting the boards today, and of course they are the spin-off of the demerged Tabcorp business. So Tabcorp is demerging its lotteries and keno business today to the Lottery Corp, and that's going to earn them around about EBITDA, about $611 million. So you get one Lottery Corp share for every one Tabcorp share you have, and you'll now be an owner of the keno products has operations in all states and territories except for WA, and distribution through retail outlets and keno venues online. So Tabcorp last traded at $5.34. So what I'm assuming will probably happen is Tabcorp will drop down to about $2.70, and it's the TLC shares, when they hit the boards today, the Lottery Corp, they'll probably be also about $2.70. So you haven't made any money out of Tabcorp just yet, but when some of these businesses do demerge, it means they're simpler to run. Marketing and management can look at their core projects and core earnings, which is what Tabcorp have decided to do. So that's what's happening today. So Tabcorp shareholders, don't panic if your shares do go down that sharply, because you've got a Lottery Corp share on the way.
Good on you, Scotty. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth. This is 6PR.